Welcome back to B-Hall Radio. Well, it's been a while. I am your host, Brian Rowan. We are on episode 81. Co-host for tonight, Logan Everett, and we got Coach Ward back on the show, giving us an update after a couple months. Welcome to the show, Coach.
What's up, fellas? It's good to be back. It has been long. It's been too long since we got together to discuss all things Army wrestling. A big warm welcome to Class of 17 team captain Logan Everett on the show tonight. So, Logan, I'm so glad you're here to host. B-Row's here for backup, but you're driving.
Yeah, I'll run the show. Don't worry about it.
Good.
He'll get off the rails pretty quick.
There's this about 13 listeners out there that are pumped that you're in charge tonight.
That might be overshooting.
Yeah.
There's three of them right here, so we're down to 10.
Yeah, man, it's been a while. So we haven't had done one of these maybe like since the spring. We had a lot going on over the summer. We've had some really exciting things happen with the program. Excited to talk with you guys, see what questions you have.
Yeah, so we have a bunch of listener questions, some shenanigans in the listener questions.
Sure.
We'll get to them later. But I think we start off where we left off. I think you came on here in April. There's been a lot of coaching changes and summer activities since then. So I think walk us through some of the coaching changes and some of the behind the scenes, because I know that was a lot of work on your behalf.
Well, how about I walk you through all of the coaching changes? So this is for the diehards. Yeah, we added three new coaches to our staff. So there's me and Scott Green, the carryovers from last year. And then we added two assistant coaches and a new staff position altogether that didn't even exist before. So new to the coaching staff is an assistant coach is Ian Parker, who just graduated last year from Iowa State, had an outstanding career as a wrestler there. If you kept up with college wrestling over the last few years, you know his name. So he's been here, him and his wife, Claire. They're actually living with me for the next few more days before their apartment opens up. But they've been here for the last month or so. And he's on campus and already making a really, really positive impact on the program. Another assistant coach that was added, Taylor Vins, that just finished his career actually as well at the University of Nebraska. Awesome career, All-American guy that was constantly in the top 10 in the country and competing amongst, you know, the nation's best. Ian Parker wrestled 141 and 149. Taylor Vins was at 184 pounder, I think, the entirety of his career. So it gives us good balance there between, you know, a guy on the, you know, kind of the first half, not a lightweight, but somebody that can wrestle with everybody up to 165 or 174, and Taylor Vins that could wrestle from 174 to heavyweight. And guys that are actively on the mat really enjoy doing it and love the sport of wrestling and are passionate about launching their coaching careers here. So, yeah, we're pumped about that. Those two make an enormous impact on day one. And we've had a chance to see them in action a few times already. And super impressive, you know, what the way their presence in the room, the way they interact with the team, their ability to kind of command the room and run a workout far beyond their, you know, couple months of experience that the resume would show. But they're like already seasoned and doing a fantastic job. So those are the coaching staff roles that we added or that we filled. And along with that, we created a new position this year. We're calling it the Director of Wrestling Development. It's kind of a catch-all between operations, developing new systems to help our program do better. That is Jeff Brees, who has been coaching for as long or longer than I have, most recently at Lake Erie College, a really strong Division II program. We had a couple All-Americans there last year and a really strong team coming back. So a guy that was, you know, in a position to have a Division II program push for a trophy at the NCAA tournament and make a really strong run to compete near the top, and saw an opportunity here to join America's team. And him and his wife, Zoe, and their little three-year-old Ziva were so excited about the opportunity here. And man, we were really fortunate to snag him. He's made an immediate impact as well. So he'll play a role between our program and the prep school. He'll have some coaching assignments for the West Point Wrestling Club and Regional Training Center. And then he's kind of a behind the scenes guy in our shop and on our coaching staff. But behind the scenes doesn't mean he's not doing anything. I mean, I think he's probably put in more time and more effort than anybody on our coaching staff to kind of get things going. You know, it's like going into practice is the easy thing. And then everything else that it takes to run a program and not just a team. He's very skilled at that. And so we're pumped. We got him as well. So, I mean, three coaching staff, you know, and position changes in one summer is quite a bit. In a summer where there was like almost no movement across the country. There was very little coaching movement. So we like, it's like a humble brag, but we crushed it. Like, we got our freaking guys and we crushed it. So we're pumped about it.
For Taylor and Ian, are they looking at competing still, like, for the West Point Wrestling Club, or like,
yeah, I think
looking forward for them?
Yeah. So like, if you followed wrestling this spring, you saw that Ian placed third at the US Open, fourth at the World Team Trials, had some really good victories along the way. So, I mean, he's proven that he can compete at that level, and he plans to continue to do that. Yeah. And we support it 100%. So that'll be through the West Point Wrestling Club, and then his competition schedule, you know, we'll kind of develop that as we go. But if he wants to compete, he's going to compete for sure. Taylor, he's not certain that he's done with the sport of wrestling. He knows he's not going to compete over the next few months. Like, he wants to take a break from competition and then kind of weigh his options. Does he want to go back and compete? Like, he can still do it. So if he wants to get back into it, then we got his back 100% on that as well. So myself and Scott and Jeff Brees, you know, we hung our shoes up a couple months ago. We're done. You're not going to find us. Unless I find out that B-Rose entered a tournament, then I may make a comeback and try to catch him first round, and then I'm out.
Usually around New Year's is when he's eyeing it up.
Yeah, no, but those two, I think definitely Ian, and then possibly Taylor. You know, Taylor's timeline is a little bit more in flux, I guess, than Ian's is, where he's set, like, he wants to continue the momentum he has right now.
Probably the most important question of the coaching staff, what's the golfing situation like for the new coaches?
Oh, dude. Ian brought a set of clubs back from when he moved from Iowa. He's an athlete. He's like, if he wants to put in the work, he can turn into a golfer.
I was going to say, I feel like I knew where that was going. It was like,
yeah,
he has some clubs, but
he has a set of clubs. We went to the driving range last week.
It's a great start.
And he shows potential. And so, Taylor golf, I don't think golfing's necessarily his thing. And Jeff, you know, I don't think he's quite loves it as much as I do either, but, it's a work in progress, and aren't we all? So
yeah.
You know, yeah. If I start calling some staff meetings at the golf course, then they're going to have no choice. So
that's true.
Yeah.
Have you been out on the course much this summer?
I played a lot earlier in the summer, and lately I've been playing not quite as much, but I did play a lot earlier in the summer. We got a few events coming up. The West Point Club Championship this weekend. And I'm going to try to make a run. I think like 15 of us signed up. I'm trying to break the top 10. And we have the CJ Morgan outing next Monday, and then an outing at West Point on Wednesday, and just like some golf games. But yeah, but nothing serious.
Gotcha. So kind of looking at the summer, you know, if you could give us a little rundown of, the cadet summer. I know you guys did a PIAD out at NC State.
We did two. Yeah, we did two PIADs. So we started the summer, and here, PIAD is like a training camp for those that don't know. And the way our summer schedule works, it's hard to get all four classes, or three. The seniors are gone. They've graduated. So it's hard to get the three remaining classes, the rising sophomores, juniors, and seniors, all together at the same time. So we have to split it up. One training camp at the beginning of the summer, and we took a group of about 12 or 15 guys down to Raleigh, North Carolina, and we trained alongside NC State or the Wolfpack Wrestling Club, whatever we have to call it. We trained alongside them for, I think it was 9 or 10 days. So it was just, you know, go to Raleigh, and we stayed in some dorms down there, and we trained and worked out twice a day, had a good time, like very low stress, but let's just train and get better. The guys down there, the NC State guys were super welcoming. They were like really good guys. They treated our guys well. We all pushed each other in the wrestling room. So, I mean, an awesome experience for our guys to train with a different team. So, and a really good team, you know, and Pat and I were teammates at OSU. So we had that connection where Scott Green had coached with Pat at Binghamton before. So we have this tie, and we were like, let's do this. You know, we got to make it happen. We had this idea floating around for a while, like this joint wrestling camp between four or five schools that we, all of us head coaches, wrestled at Oklahoma State, but it just took, so it was like herding cats, get everyone on the same page. And then I called Pat. Pat was like, yeah, let's do it. So it was like, we set it up in like an hour. You know, we went through weeks of trying to organize with other teams, and it was like, Pat jumped on it. So did we. So that was great. At the end of the summer, we had our freshmen our rising sophomores. They're guys that were freshmen the year before, and a select group of others that were available. Scott Green and Vince and Parker took them out to, oh, and Lieutenant Ogunsanya, who is on the staff here as our athletic intern through the end of December, took them out to a place called Elk Tannery in Pennsylvania. It's like a summer campish type vibe. They just, you know, they did some activities and kind of hung out as a team for a few days. Got some wrestling in as well. So like two really cool Piats that I think, you know, are going to pay dividends for us and help our guys grow closer and learn and grow and do things in new ways.
That reminds me, I was going to ask if you were planning on tanning any elk hides yourself this fall.
Dude, can you believe it? My elk trip, it's not happening this year.
Well, you didn't go last year then, did you?
No, it's the same situation that the place we had access to sold, and now it's kind of like I have no idea what I'm doing when I get out there. So if I don't go with somebody that's hunted the place for a long time and knows what they're doing, then like I'm really, really
bad. that was me last year, just aimlessly wandering around the woods.
Yeah, that was pretty much me. And then like I was walking with someone that actually knew what they were doing. So
yeah. Must be nice.
Yeah. well, yeah, it helped me find some elk. It didn't really help me kill them. That's on me.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, unfortunately, not tanning any elk hides. So but less time shooting arrows means more time, you know, on the golf course. So it's a trade.
Yeah. Well, I think we can kind of roll into some of the, I guess the only class we haven't talked about or we haven't spoke of getting any wrestling exposure is the new incoming plebe class. So have they got some time? I know they have mass athletics or whatever, but
yeah,
usually so that's did, like whatever.
Yeah. That's a good way to sum it up. Mass athletics.
Yeah.
Whatever. But yeah, I mean, so they've been on campus, what, 2-3 weeks now since reorgy week. And this is the second week of school. So they've been in the room. Man, they look great. Like, I'll just up and down the board, I love this team that we have. Not just the freshman class, but, you know, all 43 guys in the room. I freaking love them. And we got a couple more that are trying out. So it may be up to 45. I don't know. Maybe down to 40. I just like the attitude. It's different. You know, I would say as a whole, we're not as talented as we were last year. But they bring a different, every team is different. And this one has its own energy and its own personality, and I really like it. Freshman class look good. I mean, they're hungry and they're eager. They fill spots, like they can make an impact right away. So places in our lineup where we needed to add a little bit more firepower, you know, they can fill that. So what, there's 14, I think, freshmen right now. So we have a lot of them. And yeah, man, we're it's too early to, you know, like start making predictions, but I can just say that we really like them and I'm pumped about the impact they've made already.
I'm looking at the roster, but it seems like we got a pretty wide range of weights, at least like it seems like we've got almost all the weights covered, maybe not heavy, but
no, we brought in we have a freshman, Austin Kohlhofer, at heavyweight from Delta, Ohio. He had an awesome high school career.
It says his weight on the thing says 260.
Yeah. I told these guys, let me tell you, I told them, I said, when you fill out this questionnaire, list your weight class, not what you actually weigh. And I haven't even checked it. And I said, yes, I have to tell people that because I've looked at it before and people are wrestling like 153. Yeah. What are we doing? All right, so we check that. By the time this goes live, hopefully it says 285 on our roster.
Yeah.
Hopefully that wasn't a 25 pounder.
Oh, who we got there, B-Ro? You got a guess.
We got a guest.
What's up,
Willie? You're getting down.
Willie's showing you exactly what he thinks about you right there, that position. But yeah, I mean, good freshman class. Listen, there's a very good chance you're going to see freshmen step in. And well, I think right now the only three people we have at 125 are all freshmen. So you're definitely going to see a new face there.
Yeah.
There's several other weight classes that they can really push to break the lineup pretty early on.
Yeah, I think we'll need it just judging off the schedule, because the schedule is pretty exciting. I think from a fan standpoint, and I'm sure from a coaching standpoint, it's probably even more exciting.
Well, I think that, you know, what we went through last year was certainly challenging. But I really do think it'll pay dividends. And, you know, this year, maybe the schedule isn't quite so top heavy, you know, with the teams ranked in the top maybe five or six in the country, but we also wanted some really good competition. So, I mean, like right out of the gate at our little event we're hosting here, our Scramble, Oregon State sending, you know, their team here, maybe like 15, 16 guys, it'll be their starters. So Oregon State, and then we have the Journeyman tournament. We're going to wrestle Nebraska in a dual meet, and then the Journeyman is always tough competition, the round robin. We have Iowa at home on the 17th of November. We have our tournament at home. Penn State is in that field. I think that's on the 20th of November. And then, you know, we keep competing, you know, through that. Another exciting event on the road, we wrestle Penn in Philadelphia the night before the Army-Navy football game. That'll be exciting. Penn has a good program. So, I mean, even that first semester, it's kind of chock full of exciting opportunities for our guys.
I was talking about that with Brian before you got on, but we were talking about what a good job that was to schedule that at UPenn the night before the game. I'm sure it was intentional, but
yeah,
great move.
Well, you know, if you remember, we did that a couple of years ago at Drexel and it worked out for us. It was awesome. We had some fans. They didn't want us, like, I don't think they wanted that dual meet. And they had something else scheduled. You know, Pearsall, coaching there.
He knows what it's going to be.
Yes. And I was like, Perp, why are you ducking me? And he's like, oh, Rogers makes the schedule. And I'm like, Perp, yeah, sure. Come on, man. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, they had something else scheduled and somebody else bailed on him. So he was like, let's do this dual meet. And I was like, yeah, let's go. So
yeah, that's perfect. They've got a good
team. You can still give Perp shit when you talk to him for.
I will.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've got a good team too. So that'll be.
They have a damn good team. Yeah. They have a really good team. They're doing things, you know, like they're getting better and they're doing things the right way. So, yeah, it's exciting competition. We're a few years ago, maybe, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal. But now, you know, it's like you got to get up for that dual meet because it's going to be a freaking tough one.
Yeah. Kind of back half, but NC State's a big one. I think hopefully we get a lot of alumni.
I mean, we should. And so we're going to plan a, you know, we have some duels that we're going to make it, you know, into events this year. Iowa at home, Navy at home in February, North Carolina State on the road. The one before Army-Navy football, that's going to be pretty cool too because we're going to have a lot of fans in town. But we're going to make an event out of NC State on the road. We have such a strong alumni and fan presence in Raleigh. We have some businessmen there. And leaders in the area that are committed to helping us turn this into an event. So we'll have a social down there, probably through the West Point Wrestling Club, the night before that dual meet. It'll be a good event. And then we're going to get NC State at home the following year. So they're coming back to wrestle us.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, I mean, it makes too much sense to do it. We know what type of team they are. We know what kind of challenge it represents. And it's the type of challenge that people come to West Point for. Once we got everything worked out, it was pretty much a no-brainer.
I think I know a lot of us have been asking for something in the semi-south, and I know we went to UTC, I guess, a few years ago, but
yeah,
it's always nice to have some stuff.
So we'll see you there, right?
I'm planning on being there, yeah.
Is that – that doesn't sound like a commitment, Logan. Yes, I'll
listen,
be
there. I'm married now. These are not all my decisions. If it was my decision, I'd be at everyone.
Oh, my God. I'm married, three kids, and I'm going, Logan. Come on.
Yeah.
I'll be there. You can guarantee that.
You know what, Logan? I'll give you two comp tickets so you don't have to come alone. Make it a family affair.
Perfect.
Brian,
that's all I needed.
This one for you. Willie's not coming. All right. No, you got comp tickets. All right. So we'll see you guys there the night before and at the dual meet.
Perfect.
Yeah. So it's an exciting schedule. I'll leave you with the schedule. Look, I'll plug our first home event. Because November 17th, when Iowa's coming here, I think, listen, the way to show that this sport is important here is let's sell out Crystal Arena. If you want to send a message that wrestling is important and this matters, schedule a team like Iowa, have them come to your home gym, sell tickets, and sell them all. We can't be sitting there with empty seats in the gym and tickets, you know, that we're trying to give away. So this is my cry to all Army wrestling fans out there. You two included, buy a ticket. Whether you can actually come in person or not, buy a ticket. Show our administration that wrestling matters and that people support it. ticket, the cheapest ticket's $10. So buy a few. And what a way to show support, you know, because numbers don't lie. And when administrations and ADs look at, hey, they're looking like, oh, wow, they sold 5,000 seats to a wrestling match. That matters and that sends a message. So if you can, get on the ticket website and check all of our social channels. It's linked there. Buy tickets to our home events, especially those two big dual meets with Iowa and Navy.
Yeah, I was thinking about that earlier because I thought that was a good idea. And like, I don't think that I will be able to go on a Thursday. And there's probably a lot of people that are in my same boat. But I was thinking about, like, is it possible for us to set up a thing where we can buy tickets and then like a local high school wrestling team can have those tickets and show up? Like,
you can buy tickets and do whatever the heck you want with them.
Okay.
And you know, if you draw a 50-mile radius around West Point, you're hitting, you know, what's the number? 20 million people. So we can sell 5,000 tickets on a Thursday night. That's the schedule.
Agreed.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm trying to make a whole weekend out of that. What's the golfing situation on Friday? Because
November,
you got the wrestling match Thursday night. You got a home football game on Saturday. You got the Black Knight Invitational on Sunday. Friday's open for a lot of golfing. Is there golf? What's the golfing like on a Friday in November?
Well, let me check the forecast for November 18th, B-Row. Yeah. I don't freaking know, man. But listen, there's a Top Golf somewhere. We need to go hit golf balls inside. We'll do it. Come on. Like, bring your clubs and we'll figure it out. Anybody that's listening, bring your clubs. If this helps get you here, we'll all go out the next day and we'll hit some golf balls and talk about how great we wrestled the night before and how we're getting ready for the tournament.
There we go. I'll probably do some CrossFit too.
Shocked. The shocking thing is it took like 15 minutes for you to bring up CrossFit. That's a record.
We've been going for like 20 minutes, 25
minutes. You brought up golf before you brought up CrossFit. This is unbelievable. how many backflip, handstand, dumbbell curls did you do today? Because that's just one rep if you do all those, right?
Yeah.
On a box. Or in a box. How do you guys, whatever. All right, it's CrossFit.
So getting back on track, we talked a little bit about preseason. How the guys are looking, you know, is there, you know, talk a little bit about the older guys. You know, I know captains haven't been announced yet. You know, okay. How are the older guys looking? Are they eager, ready, you know, bringing the young guys in?
So the first couple team meetings, and I certainly have a different approach to this team because, you know, last year, so many things that I'm proud of about the individuals on the team. But season as a whole, it's not something I'm proud of. The job I did as a head coach, not something I'm proud of. Like, you know, I look back at it and I'm like, you know, we had so much more. So I've had a different approach with this. There's a lot of time to reflect and kind of evaluate how I want to approach this team. But I'll tell you this. No, team captains haven't been named because I don't need to. They're going to show themselves. I don't need to name a team captain. If you're going to be a leader, then you're going to step up and be a leader. You don't need a title. You know, you don't need me telling you that you can be a leader, but step up and do it. And they'll be named soon, but they're not named today. We have a small senior class. It's three seniors that are on the team for various reasons. But you know, it's exciting to see the guys because, you know, that first meeting, you know, say, hey, okay, raise your hand if you're satisfied with how things went last year, and the room just goes quiet. You know, okay then, like, I don't need to hear you say you didn't like it. Let your actions show it. And so far, you know, like, I've seen their actions kind of back it up, where people seem eager to want to level up and get a little bit more. They know they deserve it, and they know they can go earn it. And so, yeah, I mean, it's early. It's August. So you don't want to get too excited, but I like what I've seen so far.
So you probably haven't started like official preseason stuff yet. I mean,
no, we've had just a couple technique workouts and that's it. But we haven't we haven't really pushed the guys, you know, like hard. We're just, I mean, we, you know, 45 minutes of bottom work today, you know, it was like, let's just, we're going to make sure that, you know, we're not going to have any deficiencies kind of in these fundamental areas that they're not going to come back and cost us the way they did last year. Or maybe I took some things for granted. I'm thinking, man, we have a really talented team. Surely they know how to do this, you know? And then we put them through a couple of drills today and I'm like, oh God, they don't know any of it. You know, like, why did we skip this last year? You know, I made some mistakes in what I think the guys were capable of doing, what they knew, you know, and it's not their fault. I didn't teach them. And so it's like, let's make sure that we teach the things that we think are going to be really important. So yeah, as a coaching staff, we're going to be really patient. We're going to be urgent and like really expect a lot and demand a lot, but be patient as well and make sure we're not trying to rush through the things that we think are really important.
That's good. I think, when I was there, you didn't let us touch another person for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Right.
We did stance in motion for 3 weeks.
I mean, that's a little bit of a legend there, Logan.
I have the video somewhere to back it up. I could go back and date the video.
That's a little bit of back in my day, but the point's well taken. It's like, yeah, man, we got like, I didn't take things for granted then, you know, brand new. And I'm like, hey, we got to, and I need to get back to that a little bit.
Yeah. Anything planned for the fall outside of, or in or outside of preseason, like maybe a gnarly run up to the PX or some tournaments or early tournaments? I know PJ's probably got U23s. Is that what he's?
Well, no, I mean, you know, PJ had already had competed. I don't know what his competition is going to be this fall, him and Ian. I'm not exactly sure right now. I think the fall for us, you know, obviously as far as just the team is concerned, it's just training and getting ready to compete. Cause when we hit, you know, competition hits, we hit it pretty hard. So it's just getting ready, you know, and trying to figure out who's who. Let's find out what the depth chart looks like. You know, that'll consume most of our fall. And then, you know, a lot of recruiting. We have a couple of weeks where there's, you know, 6, 8, or 10 recruits coming in during the course of a week. So that's what keeps wrestling coaches busy in the fall, and then being on the road recruiting as well. We have our big golf outing here on September 24th, but that doesn't really involve the guys on our team, you know, as much as it involves helping position our program so we can keep doing things the way we want to do them. So really kind of the best answer for you is like, it's typical preseason, train, recruit, go on the road and recruit, make your team better, and then go try to find the guys that are going to make your team better the next year and the next.
Yeah. I know Brian's itching to talk about the golf outing. I think he's very excited.
I got my golf fix, you know, my golf discussions in. I'm coming ready this year. I just got my clubs regripped. So
nice.
I got a new hybrid. So
look out.
Yeah.
Here comes Biro with the fresh grips. Everybody wants him on their team. Hey, when you pull that hybrid out too, can you imagine the look on everybody's face when you pipe that hybrid like 260 down the middle? Zero. I can't wait. Hey, the golf outing is going to be sick this year. Listen, we're sold out. We sold out of spots in the golf outing 6 weeks in advance. The outing is September 24th. It's full. We're taking a Hudson River boat cruise on the Supes boat the night before. Like 100 people can get on it. It's full. It's sold out. So it's a sick event. Like, we obviously always need sponsors and people to support us through that. But, you know, we raised quite a bit of money for the West Point Wrestling Club through it. And it helps support, you know, salaries for assistant coaches, training, those PIAT opportunities. We couldn't do those without the club. So, no, it's really impactful. And I'm pumped to see B-Row in action again.
So I think before we get into listener questions, we should run through the plebe class, give them some shout outs.
Run through what?
The plebe class. If you're up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like, how do you want to do it? Do you want to name names, or do you want me to try to run through everybody? And
I can go down off the names
so I don't forget one of the 14.
Let's run off the
schedule and just go in alphabetical order.
Okay. Run it.
Ethan Berging.
Berging, Hemphill, PA guy. Yeah. Tough kid, Pennsylvania State champ. Is a 125 pounder, had some really good wins last year at prep school after he got healed up. I don't think he competed the first semester. Look for him to, like, you know, make his case right away. I mean, he's really good. He loves wrestling. Like, he's not afraid to compete. He's a tough Pennsylvania mat rat type of kid. You know, you guys know him. So love Ethan Berging.
If we're gonna jump on the PA hype train, though, I'll start that up.
You'll keep it rolling.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of PA guys. I don't want to interrupt. We have lots of opportunities.
Who you got next?
Joseph Couch.
Joseph Couch is a Maryland kid, direct admit, really strong high school career. I think he placed in Fargo and freestyle and Greco, just placed at U-20s in Greco, like super athletic, a 33-pounder. And, was fresh out of high school. So excited for the impact that he can make. But smart kid. And I've seen him he's got a strong Greco background. I've seen him in the room already put some people on the top of their head. So he's definitely got some wow factor there.
All right, next is Charles Farmer.
Charlie, he went to prep school last year. Yeah, he's a Western Iowa kid, Moline, Iowa, I think, right there at Quad Cities. No, is it Illinois?
It's Illinois.
Western Illinois.
So with a name like Farmer from Illinois, you got to be a farmer.
Okay, so I saw him wrestle at Super 32 when he was a 106-pounder, and he placed at Fargo as well. And I was like, this is just a tough kid. He's a young guns kid from Iowa. He runs the whole Eric Juergens underhook system. And he is blue collar workhorse, pick up your lunch pail, go to work type of guy. Like, he's a man's man. He just wants to work, just wants to wrestle, and then work some more. He's a 25-pounder. He can make 25 tomorrow if he had to, and he works his tail off. So there's a lot to be excited about.
Yes, it makes me smile hearing all that. Next guy is first team preseason EIWA all name team Wolfgang Frabel.
First team, but not just EIWA, they take that thing to the ship.
They haven't released that yet.
So Wolfgang is a true freshman, coming straight out of Wyoming Seminary Preparatory School, where he was coached by Scott Green. He's a prep national placer a few times. He'll be a 197-pounder. Super excited about him. Already got like a 600 on his ACFT. So for your Army guys, that means a lot. He already tabbed the ACFT during Beast, so he's crushed it. Super athletic, big guy that can also run a pretty fast 2 mile.
That's good news. Next guy, a little Clovis North guy, Ryan Franco.
Ryan Franco, you're not going to see him without seeing a smile first. It's like you see a smile and then you see him. Look, Franco is probably the most talented guy in the room. One of the top few. And this is a guy that's been in the finals at Fargo, has competed at the highest levels of the state and national tournaments, super talented, 33, 41 pounder. He can wrestle every single position. He can send it. He's a lot of fun, fantastic attitude. He was at prep school last year, so we know him pretty well.
I just opened up his page here. How tall would you say he is?
What did he list? Come on, Franco. What did you do?
Six 6'7".
That's 67 inches. He's 5'7".
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I figured that's it. 7.
Classic.
Eddie Hummel is the next.
Hummel, local guy, New Jersey guy. Listen, Eddie Hummel was this far away from beating one of the top-ranked guys in the country and the state. Semifinals, or was it the finals his senior year of high school? But he was like so under the radar his senior year of high school, it blew my mind why more schools weren't recruiting him. And he was at prep last year. He'll be a 141-pounder. Eddie Hummel can flat out scrap. He's quiet, he's unassuming, but he can move, and he is very, very good. He's a 41-pounder, and don't be surprised if we hear a lot more of his name.
Cool. This next guy is projected to wrestle the 200-pound weight class, and yes, this is Cole Karpinski.
Of course, Cole, another Pennsylvania guy. I think he was an 89-pounder, third in the state, maybe, if I remember right, last year. He's a true freshman, and he'll wrestle 184 this year. Another one of those Pennsylvania guys. He comes in with a lot of talent and a lot of drive, and he's used to really tough competition just because of his upbringing.
Yeah, they're kind of known for that there. What'd you say?
I mean, most of them, Logan.
Yeah. Next is another 260-pound weight class guy. We kind of hit on him earlier, but Austin Kohlhofer.
Yeah. You know who Kohlhofer reminds me of? And I get the comparison. This is not fair to either one of them, but he's like a Steve Mako, where he's short and he's shorter. He's taller than I am. He's thick. The dude is strong. and he is just now learning how to wrestle. But he has a lot of potential at heavyweight. He is strong and he can move people around. He's a, you know, brand new, fresh out of high school, true freshman. So he obviously has to learn the technical side of it, learn how to wrestle a little bit more, but he will get his opportunities this year for sure.
And then maybe like a brief UFC tour afterwards,
Afterwards. Yeah. After his brief army tour.
Yeah. Michigan guy, Kent McCombs.
I mean, Kent McCombs, his dad's an Academy grad, not West Point, but another one.
The other one?
I mean, what a compliment when you raise kids to be smarter than you, right? And so Kent chose West Point. I met Kent last season. He's been at a couple camps I've done. His work ethic really impressed me. He'll be a 65-pounder. And the dude, I think he's got like, I mean, I don't know. We haven't done assessments yet, but he is jacked, and I don't think there's an ounce of fat on him. And he's just like, you know, very hard worker, always competed, you know, near the top in Michigan in the class he was in. Like, hard worker, smart kid, wants to serve. He's going to make our program better. A lot to be excited about.
Yeah, you know, maybe his father learned from the mistakes he made. You know, right? wants his kids to be better off.
That's parenting. Yep.
That's big of him.
He's listening to this right now, I almost guarantee it. So he's one of your team that are going to tune in.
Well, maybe we can get some listener questions from him next time.
If you don't already.
Yeah. Next guy is from your home state, Trey McDaniel.
Trey McDaniel's from Cleveland, Tennessee, kind of like a rival high school of Sonny Daisy. He was at prep school last year. We recruited him when he placed in Fargo in both styles at like 113 pounds, and he's going to wrestle 157 this year. And he still looks like he's about 16 years old. I mean, okay. So when I said Ryan's one of the most talented, like Trey is that level too. Trey can wrestle every single position. He doesn't look like much. And you shake his hand and then you're like, okay, like I'm in for a scrap here. Trey can neck wrench a high flyer. He can hit the jump moves. He can hit them really well. He's nails on top. And he's just like, so they have a really good system at the high school he's come from. So he's been coached really well. And the bigger he gets and the more his body fills out, the better he's going to get. Like, we didn't need him as a 13 pounder. He just keeps getting bigger. He can still wrestle. He's really exciting to watch. He reminds me of one of my old teammates named Shane Roller that was like, just had to be patient with Shane. You know, Shane was all world in high school, not the greatest freshman year, and ends up placing like third, fourth, and third at the NCAA tournament. Like, just once everything clicked for Shane, you know, he was right there competing with everybody in the country. Trey reminds me a lot of that. Like, you got to be patient with him because some of the things he does might get him in trouble, but he'll learn from it. And then once he figures out how to stay out of trouble with what he does, people can't stop what he does. So it's a really good weapon for him.
Listen, the group chats had kind of popped off when you guys had posted like the photo of him for like his incoming photo, because they were like, this kid thinks he's slick. He's like, no, he's no older than 14 years old.
And, no, it's called, you know, some drunk old grad tweeted something about him, like, let me buy his first beer in 20 years or something. I don't know what it was or something, but it was like, yeah, then like Trey just kind of blew up.
Yeah. The next guy, Shane
Berkeley, another Berkeley guy. Yeah. Had seen him wrestle. What did he get? Third in New Jersey his senior year, which is what Mark Montgomery got. And we've seen how good Mark can be. Like, Jersey, if you place him in the top few in Jersey, you're really good. And Shane's kind of that way too. He'll be a 41, 49 pounder maybe even this year, because he just kind of keeps growing. But another scrappy. Listen, if you can get those tough, scrappy, blue collar Jersey kids, you're doing good. We've got a couple of them on the team.
Next guy, Cole Stone.
Michigan kid. Did not get to finish. He was a state champ as a junior. Didn't get to finish his senior year because of injury. Super smart. Comes from like very small school where he actually was like player coach of his team. So like his leadership, desire, and ability are far beyond what most 18-year-olds would be. So Cole's like a super mature, very driven, willing to take any like leadership position right out of the gate. So yeah, we're excited for him. And I know he's pumped because he didn't get to wrestle his senior year. He broke his arm. And now he's back. So, yeah, we're excited for Cole.
Nine Vasquez.
Talk about tough, gritty kids. Nine Vasquez from the Chicago area of Illinois. He's an Izzy guy, and you know how tough they are. Nine will be at 25 this year. Super talented, like what you would expect from somebody that comes from Izzy. You know, just a really tough, gritty kid that has the skills to compete with anybody.
It's exciting for, it sounds like for this class at least, like a lot of lightweight guys, and 25 happens to be open, so that competition will be good.
We needed it.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah, we need it. And that weight class, you know, like all of them, it's not even close to settled. You know, somebody's going to claim it. But we have some really good young guys that are very solid options for us right now.
I'll be waiting for the WrestleOff link whenever you send that out.
Wait, you're not making 25.
No, not me. I'm not making anything.
Probably. We'll take you back down to 33 like your freshman year.
B-roll, I'm going to flow into the listener questions because this guy happens to be next to Vasquez on the list. But I'm seeing Richard Trainer on here. I'm wondering if you guys have wrestled a match. Yeah, that was one of our listener questions that we had.
There's been a lot of chat and the listener stuff about Richie Trainer. So there's got to be something going on between the two of you.
They want to know if me and Richie have wrestled a match?
I'm pretty sure that's – yes.
Well, one is who would win in a fight to the death?
Listen.
Oh, a fight Richie, to the death.
No, I can't even get Richie to talk to me. I can't get Richie to talk to me, smile at me, acknowledge that I'm there. Only thing Richie wants to say to me is like, hey, are we wrestling today? And I'm like, hey, Rich, what's up, dude? It's good to see you. Hey, we wrestling today, coach?
He's all business.
He's all business. Richie Trainer is all business. Honestly, though, Richie Trainer is all business. And I give Richie a hard time only because he's one of my favorite guys on the team. You're not supposed to have favorites, but one of my favorites is Richie. He just loves wrestling. And he does not like not wrestling well. And so, Richie and I haven't wrestled a match because he's a 133-pounder. And I'm a 157 pounder, and that just wouldn't make a lot of sense.
You are still.
I mean, the last time I weighed in, it was at 157.
Wow. I haven't seen you for a few months, but you always stay pretty trim around 170. I mean, I don't think 157 days are past you. You know, especially if there's like alumni match, maybe Masters Midlands or something.
No, B-Row, they are so far behind me. Like there's no chance. I'm not making 174, B-Row. And speaking of that, no, I'm not wrestling Ben Pazuki either, so stop asking.
I was going to say, if you're weighing 157, you must have dropped the draw weight down on the bow down to about 45.
What bow? I'm not even a hunter anymore. I'm just a golfer now.
B-Row, what was the other question we had about
Ricky Trainer?
What?
Would Rich Trainer get Coach Ward the Frisbee if he asked him to?
Me and Richie have this thing. All I wanted Richie to do was pick up the Frisbee. Richie, just bring me the Frisbee. Would not do it. No, get it yourself. So no, like I said, I can't get Richie to smile at me, be nice to me, say hi to me, whatever. He only wants to wrestle. So... he's got a good heart though. So like if I'd really needed a Frisbee, I know I could count on Richie.
All right, we'll get this back on track with some real listener questions. Some serious ones. This is an important one from Mike Gorman. Will those sweet warm-up jackets ever be on sale for insiders or alumni?
We can work on a little something like that. Yeah, we might be able to work on a little something like that. Currently they're not for sale. We have some other exciting things coming out very soon for our insiders. But those warm-up jackets, you guys know what you got to go through to get one. And so even though Logan, I'm sure, stole several pieces of gear on his way out because stuff disappears every year, the warm-up jackets are staying in the cage in Arvin Gym.
So you say what you got to go through to get one, but then you don't get to keep it anyway. So
yeah.
What you get to wear just for a brief moment and then turn it in on
Monday.
Well,
take pictures when you get to wear it. Take pictures.
Fair. I'm gonna claim silence on the rest of those.
Yeah, that says it all.
Another listener question from Kevin Liebers. When are we gonna get your alma mater, Oklahoma State, into the schedule?
Dude, have you ever tried scheduling those guys? It's a freaking mess. You can't talk to anybody that says that they make the decisions. And so They've been saying they'll come up here forever. It's never going to happen. I'll just say that. It's not happening. I would love to have them up here. They're welcome here anytime. We'll do whatever we can to accommodate them. Nothing but love and respect for them, but trying to get them on the schedule. Look how many programs that are led by alumni that they compete against. And then
they've got a lot of alumni coaches.
But there's not a lot of alumni matches. And so, man, I would love it, but you know what? Like, we have an awesome schedule right now. Like, we're going to sell out Crystal with the University of Iowa coming to town. So that's pretty sick. I'll keep working on the Pokes.
I was going to say, you mean to tell me there's not one guy up there that runs the show?
I mean, listen, yeah, try to talk to him. I'm telling you, it's the most bizarre thing. I have no idea.
I've had one conversation with him, that was memorable.
So what I'm saying checks out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does the talking, it seems like.
Now, this is a question could take you hours to address. Really good question. You talked a little bit about this in the episode, kind of, you know, looking back at last year and stuff, but key lessons learned from last year, key differences in the team, any differences in your approach?
I mean, the answer is yes, differences in my approach. There's always differences in your approach team to team. There's always differences in every team. Like, you graduate a group and you think the next team's going to be, no, it's not going to be the same. They have a different identity. They're different people. What was the second question that was asked? Kind of like a different, what was it? A different approach or?
Key differences in the team, like, I guess, team dynamics.
Okay. Here's something that I'm oddly excited about. We're not as talented. And last year, you look at a few weight classes we had, and the number one guy was so much more talented than the person below them. That even if you really wanted to, it made it really hard to put somebody else into that position for whatever the reason may be, performance, attitude, whatever, maybe no reason at all other than just to give somebody a break. But it was really hard to do that. It was really hard to make substitutions last year just because our number one guy was probably, even though we ended up starting something like 22 or 23 guys in dual meets last year, it was freaking crazy. And that's bad. You should not have to start that many people. But this year, the talent gap is much smaller, which means if we got to sit somebody on the bench, then we'll put them on the bench and we're not going to miss a whole lot unless they elevate themselves into a position where we are missing a lot without them. So that excites me about the challenge that each guy on the team has. Like, who's going to separate themselves? Last year, we had a couple weight classes that were obviously separated. And then last year, we had some weight classes that were absolutely just annihilated by injuries. You know, where we had basically no depth at 125 or 133, zero. We had nothing. So if those guys needed a break, we couldn't give it to them. Look at our schedule we had last year. Like, we couldn't even give a guy a break. You got a top 10 guy in the country this week. You got a top 10 guy next week. We couldn't give anybody a break. We had nobody else. So I'm excited about that. I'm super excited about the coaching staff because these guys are the guy, the coaches I've had in the past have been fantastic and they made amazing contributions to the program. I'm just excited about the new energy that we have. And these guys that we have are pretty special. And you can tell early on that they're going to make pretty special coaches. If they want to make a career out of it, they're going to have phenomenal coaching careers because they're rock stars. I'm excited about that. Lessons learned. You don't assume things. You know, it's not that I didn't know that before. It just kind of comes back to bite you in the ass and you forget about it. You know, you can't assume things. You know what? Like, if you love wrestling, you have to love wrestling whether you're winning or whether you're losing. And last year it was hard to love it. And I let that get to me. You know, I hated getting our ass kicked and it affected me. Like, it affected me personally and it affected my demeanor and I'm sure it had to affect, you know, like my presence with the team. So it was a tough pill to swallow and a tough thing to admit to yourself that you let your team down because, you know, your attitude changed. And so that was a tough lesson learned. And you got to remind yourself that if you're going to love it, you got to love it no matter what. So that makes us excited for the year that we have, you know, to make some improvements.
I'm getting fired up.
Let's go.
Rock O'Kaywood with a few questions.
What's up, Rock?
When are we going to have an alumni match?
Dude, Have you seen Rocco's fighting videos lately? Nobody's going to wrestle that guy. Have you seen him beating people up in these combative events?
It's not fair. These guys aren't even wrestling. I'm watching. I'm like, this is assault straight up.
Yeah. Nobody. Listen, we're not having one at all. If Rocco's trying to get in there, nobody's signing up for that. Hell no. You think I'm going to put one of my guys out there against Rocco so he gets mad and starts throwing punches? That ain't happening. But I do like the idea, Rock. So call me. We can talk about this. All right. We got B-Row. We got Everett. We got Coach K-Wood. He's not old enough to be in the match yet. He's just still a coach. We can make this happen. It could be maybe an alumni match in intermission of one of our dual meets this year. Let's go.
There's an Instagram, PA Power Wrestle, I think. They put some match on, and it was definitely like old guys. It was like a kind of a Rockfin type match. And they had high school all-stars, but they also had like coaches and people who were definitely outside of their prime wrestling. Yeah. And it was very entertaining. Did you see
I'll
that?
I'll do it when B-Row signs up. How's that?
No, I was watching it and I was like, this is the league I should sign up in.
he's thinking about moving up from the Mawa.
Let us know when you make your debut. I'll buy the pay-per-view.
He's going from Mawa Open Division to pay-per-view.
Catch him at the senior home looking for snacks.
He'll bring his own mat.
I thought about it. Now that I have the B-Hall radio mat, I can transport it up for, you know, tailgates for football games and just call people out.
That will definitely get ugly. Because it will definitely happen. That will be ugly. If you bring that mat to Philadelphia this year for the tailgate,
my God, I'm definitely doing that.
Don't do it. That'll be so bad. I don't want somebody's getting hurt.
That's the best idea.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm here for it.
Pending inclement weather.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Well, that's all the listener questions we have. This was a good one tonight. You got anything else, Logan?
No. Unless we can get a guest appearance.
I'm not sure. Is Coach Parker in there? He may have stepped out. I don't know. I think he's just Holt in there. I hear some cartoons or something. So it's just you're stuck with me. We made it this far.
Damn.
We're gonna finish this thing together. No, hey, look, I'm gonna leave everybody with this. There's a lot to be excited about. All right. It's important to me, and I'm telling you, you know, as a fan of Army Wrestling, buy tickets to our events. It means a great deal. And yes, of course, we want people making, you know, donations of any dollar a size, like that matters. But look, like, being able to sell tickets matters. I fought hard for the opportunity to be able to sell tickets to these home events. It wasn't always easy. I didn't get told yes right away. And I said, no, we need to do it. We're missing out on value if we don't. So we need all Army Wrestling fans and supporters. Hey, buy some tickets, buy a few of them. Even if you can't make it, that's one way to show your support for our program. So thanks for what you do. We're so pumped about the year. We got a great group of guys. We got a great group of parents that joined the family. It's the greatest wrestling program, top to bottom, in the country. We all love it so much, and we're excited to start another season and share it with you guys.
Awesome. I'm fired up. We need to do this. I know we'll definitely have one before the season starts. Maybe we'll do another one as preseason's ramping up.
Let's go. I can't wait.
Awesome. Well, appreciate you coming on, Logan. Appreciate you, you know, really tying it together. You know, let me sit back and not be the host tonight. But
yeah.
Beat Hall and beat Navy.
Thanks for tuning in to the Beat Hall Radio Show. If you like what you heard, be sure to subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating on your favorite podcast platform. If there's something you'd like to hear on a future show, reach out to us on any of our social media, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Or you can reach us at email, bhaw.radio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your thoughts. And as always, go Army, be Navy.